Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy talking Valentine's Day confessions. Now, yesterday it was all about romance and love, but I know for some people it could probably, that day can be a nightmare too.
Yeah, it can be a little stressful.
And I guess the real reason I wanted to talk about this is a couple of things. One, we can't mind our own business. And two, Breezy brought it to my attention yesterday that there is something called Red Tuesday. Is that correct?
Now, it's Tuesday before Valentine's Day that is like historically the most breakups ever. Just so they can avoid paying for Valentine's Day flowers, cards, things of that nature.
What have you. Yeah, it's a dark day for a lot of people. If something terrific happened yesterday on Valentine's Day, maybe you got engaged, please tell us about it. We want to wish you a huge congrats on the air. Or maybe your person you thought was going to propose, they broke your heart instead. Whatever it may be, 252-9800. We already had a couple people texting in during the break. But we hope that you guys had a great day. Lisa's here. She says, what's up, Moose and Breezy? I listen to you guys all the time, and my boyfriend Mark officially proposed to me last night at my parents' house for dinner.
Oh, I love that.
We are getting married, and it turned out to be a beautiful Valentine's Day. I was confused why he so badly wanted to have dinner with all our parents, but now I get it. Yeah, I can. It's usually a couple's thing. Like we're going to the Rents for Valentine's Day.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My mom's making a beautiful casserole.
Angela's here.
What's up, Angela?
She said, I had dinner by myself because I got stood up last night by some douchebag. Sure.
Oh, no.
It was our third date, and he begged me to go on this with him, and he no-showed.
Don't you hate it when somebody does that? You know, women do it too.
Eakers.
That's tough. Sorry to hear that, Angela. Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear
that.
Hey, how do you think our boy Jeff made out yesterday? We haven't heard back from him.
Oh, yeah. Of course, we do something nice for someone and then they ghost us.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if she canceled on him? This person says, I'm 31, happily married, and never received a Valentine's Day card. I've sent...
Time to a little higher your standards there, sweetie.
I'm not bothered by it anymore, though. When disappointment happens enough times, you just become used to it. Jeez.
You seem so hopeless and full of life.
Let me go to the phones. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Claire.
Good morning, Claire.
Hi, Claire. What's going on? How was your V-Day?
Phenomenal.
No, it was probably one of the worst Valentine's Day in my life. So I've got the terrible, horrible version for you guys this morning.
Send it.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, I do want to start off with saying that, you know, I'm not typically a negative person. So I hope all of your listeners out there had a wonderful Valentine's Day. I did not. I'm just so thrown by this. So I spent my day I was making sure that my husband was surprised at home with a nice meal. You know, I got him his favorite bottle of whiskey. I spent $350 on some grill he just badly needed to have. And only to find out for the last 7 months that he has had a side chick.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go into all the details here, but I will say that divorce is definitely on our horizon, and I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I want to play this game anymore.
Wait. Okay. So
I'm sorry to hear that, Claire.
This is nuts. What happened?
Well, I mean, I'm so disgusted by the whole thing. So my husband got this new iPad for work, and he gave his old one to our two young children, and it was still attached to his Apple
phone.
ID.
Sure.
And there's all of these like dings going off in our living room, and I'm like, what is going on? And I pick up the iPad and I see all of these explicit messages, and I'm like, where is happening here? And there's this whole conversation and pictures detailing, you know, their trysts together.
Your kids didn't see them though, right?
No, thank God. But I mean, can you imagine, like, had I not heard that, like, the trauma that would have been done to our children?
Oh my God, how old are your kids?
So I have two kids. I have a boy and a girl, and they are 9 and 11.
Oh my God.
I can't believe that he would do this to us. I mean, we have been together for 15 years.
Yeah. No,
like, I was just committed and loyal, and he just throws it all away for some 23-year-old slut bartender who has nothing to offer but a big rack.
Oh my God.
Oh man, I'm so sorry, Claire.
That's really upsetting. I can hear it in your voice how upsetting that is. Like, that's really bad. So
it wasn't a good Valentine's Day then.
So what ended up transpiring?
He obviously didn't deny it.
No, he didn't deny it. And there's no way, there's absolutely no way he could have with the information that I was loaded with on this iPad.
It's a tale as old as time, the old iPad trick or the computer. I mean, Apple really does you dirty if you're trying to be a little smoozer. Wow.
Well, what's done in the dark will come to light is what they say. And I'm sorry that's how your Valentine's Day transpired, especially when you spent the day, like you said, trying to go out of your way to make sure he had a phenomenal day. You bought him a grill. You got him his favorite bottle of drink. You were making a homemade meal. And then that happened in the middle. Anything we can do for you, Claire?
I mean, help with lawyer's fees? I don't know at this point. I mean, I'm so, like, I appreciate taking this call. I'm just exhausted. I've been up all night.
No, for sure.
Just crying.
I can imagine. No, don't be. It's totally okay. Yeah. As far as lawyer fees are concerned, we had a guy last week that started a GoFundMe for his divorce fees.
Yeah, he fully did.
Didn't go over well.
I wouldn't co-sign that, but you do you.
Well, if there's anything we can do to help, I don't know what that would be, but of course, I feel like we should offer you.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. What a crap day yesterday.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I heard your prompt, and I was like, oh, I've got a terrible Valentine's Day to share with everybody.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. We're so sorry, Claire, you know, and that is not how anybody deserves to spend their Valentine's Day, or any day for that matter.
Anyways, thanks for taking my call. That's all I really want to say about that right now. I hope you guys have the best day.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope your day gets better than yesterday.
Yeah. Thanks, Claire. I hope you get this all figured out. And sorry again that happened, but thanks for calling to share it with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye. Wish you the best. I don't think I want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, this isn't fun.
I'm so sorry.
Get me off this ride.
This was probably so a bad idea.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
We're done for the day. Submissions are closed. Thank you.
98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.